Five songs set.
Hi, I'm Felicia, and you're listening to episode 188 of Five Songs Set. In this episode, I've got five songs for you that are closer to the hard rock end of the rock spectrum, although many of the songs fit in several genres. You'll also hear some punk rock and post-rock. I hope you enjoy all of it. We're going to start off with City Lights by Other Galaxies. When I heard from the group, they said, Other Galaxies isn't really a thing anymore, sadly. City Lights is about losing friends, moving on, and hoping they'll all do well with or without you. Which is kind of funny, because it has a double meaning now. We're all doing well with different projects at the moment. Thomas, the singer/guitar player, is now known as Doosai, a hip-hop artist who just released their first EP, On My Way. CJ, the bass player, is now Pootie, a solo alternative rock project. Anthony, the drummer, is on his own musical endeavors now in TV breakup scene. And Jason, lead guitarist, has been chillin' doing his own things like photography and wrestling. Here is City Lights by Other Galaxies.
Looking straight out in a crowd, I ain't gonna be It's got only one thing. It's only one thing that bothers me.
Was Stray Cat by the Delta Fish. I've played a couple of other songs by the Delta Fish on the show before. This song is off their second mini album, 2018 release, Independent Youth. They haven't updated their social media in a while, so we'll have to wait to find out if there's anything new from them on the way. Up next, we have DSO by the Marx. When I heard from the group, they said, "We're a four-piece punk blues band from Dundee, Scotland. We realized when we formed that despite having very different musical influences, we all agreed on one thing. There's already enough songs in the world about love. We're currently working on the second album, which will be out later this year. Our first album, which is self-titled, is currently available on all streaming services and Bandcamp. DSO, this song is about the use of individual people, usually those less fortunate and unable to defend themselves in the media or the courts due to lack of resources, as political scapegoats and as diversions from more meaningful issues. It looks like they've put out a couple of live recordings, as well as three singles, since I heard from them. They also play a lot of shows and post on Facebook a fair amount, so if you want to know what they're up to, check out the show notes to find links. Here is DSO. By the Marx.
Listen to the people while you're writing your song. Message is a fallacy of right and wrong. Every great leader will make a mistake, but you're doing something wrong. All you do is take it. Climbing down the mountain till there's nothing in your way. Vilify. Why
getting old. Crossing lights you never thought would be broken. Crashing down when chaotic eyes fade out.
Just heard Fade Out by Angerus. When I heard from Ian, who is the person behind the music, he said, I'm from Northern England, a picturesque rural part, which these days I much prefer over city life. I'm a big fan of Japanese monster movies, so I was inspired to name this project as an homage to my favorite supporting monster in the Godzilla universe, Angerus. The song Fade Out is about those crazy moments in life when we've all lost control at one time or another, and trying to move through it rather than dwelling on regrets. But I didn't want it to be too much a dark-sounding song, so I tried to focus on the melodic elements with the lead guitars and keep the beat driving forward. I'm currently working on writing more video game soundtracks. My last EP was the soundtrack to an indie video game, and it was great fun, so I'm wanting to do more of that and develop my composition skills further. Now, before we go, Five Songs Set is recorded under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License, so you can share it but not sell it or change it. All the rights to the songs are held by the musicians. The show notes, which you can find on the Five Songs Set website, contain links to all the bands and songs in this podcast, as well as lots of additional information. I'd like to thank the musicians featured here for giving me permission to use their songs, because without them, this podcast wouldn't be possible. I'd like to thank Alexander Petersky for the theme music. If you like one of the bands you heard here, go like them on social media. You can find a link in the show notes, and it'll help them out. If you would like to let me know what you think about the podcast, drop me an email at fivesongset@gmail.com or comment on Facebook. You can subscribe to the podcast by following the instructions on the website or by going to the Apple Music Store. Last up, we have Tele 2 by Glios. When I heard from Raphael about the song, he said, "First of all, I'm the only member from Gleos. I compose, play, record, mix, and produce everything on the project, and it's all made in my home studio. Since I started this project in about 2018 or 19, I've always wanted to explore opposite concepts in music, beauty and ugliness, calmness and chaoticness, joyfulness and sadness, etc. In fact, that's why I use the word glios, which is a Greek word for a substance used in ancient Greece, made out of soldiers' sweat and dirtiness, with the purpose of making people who used it on their skin feel stronger, more powerful, or even prettier and more attractive as in ancient Rome. The project started simple enough. Basically, I really wanted to have a band when I was a teen in 2015, because I remember being heavily inspired by mostly post-rock and metal bands that worked with layers of atmosphere in their songs, and this inspired me to do so myself. Although I'm glad I took a while to release a debut album, because I feel like that matured the project, and I ended up creating the personality Gleos has today, which is something like a homemade chaotic carnival. Since the project has this personality, it's kind of like a therapy thing to me. It feels good dealing with really subjective songwriting, and I really feel free to explore anything that inspires me without putting limits or labels on what music genres Gleos really plays. The album LIDE from 2012 was my first attempt on what I truly wanted to do for Gleos. It was, in general, an album about distance, physical, emotional, literal, metaphorical, etc., without boundaries to genres, and I guess I can say it was slightly inspired by Brazil. More than being inspired by just Brazilian music, I like to reinforce that the fact that I am Brazilian is important to the project. I compose about my daily life feelings, my childhood memories, and I just can't avoid the Brazilian setting that comes to my mind when doing it. My music as Gleos is and will always be affected by the fact I'm Brazilian. The songs Tela 1 and 2 were both songs to summarize the whole concept of distance that would be developed on the rest of the album. While Tela 1 was a song that focused on presence, perceiving distance as a good and necessary thing, Tela 2 has the opposite concept. Tela 2 is focused on absence, a state of non-being, from and to people around me, from me with myself, a forced feeling that is impossible to avoid. More than this, I'd say, this also invokes an idea of loneliness and death. I wanted to sound apathetic, bland on it, while also making it sound funeralish. That's probably my most gloomy song so far. Everything from Gleos is absolutely bittersweet, but not as moody as this track. Even though this song flirted with death as a subject, my next album will be entirely focused on it. I'm right now in the process of recording and mixing it, and I plan to release this next album by Gleos called Natureza Errada in January or February if all goes well. Every song and the whole project will be more Brazilian than ever, since I'm exploring a lot of Northeastern Brazilian music and culture in this new album. Conceptually, it is also about my roots in a very intimate way, since I'll thematically explore how death has been affecting me through my whole life and how I started coping with it with years of experience. Raphael has released an album, an EP, and a single since then, which you can get via Bandcamp or listen to on Spotify. Here is Tela 2 by Gleos. We'll be right back. Until next time, this is Felicia, signing off from Lisbon in Portugal.
Five Songs Set.